All right, everybody, hello and welcome back to the Carpooling Podcast. I am your host, Christopher Lloyd, and sitting with me is a couple of my old friends. We've known each other for a very long time. One of them I met probably in grade 7, and the other one I met when he first grew a pube. So I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, and they are the McCann brothers. Kelly McCann.
Hello.
And Connor McCann.
Thanks for having us on. I've been a big fan since day one, Crunchy. I'm glad I've been invited to the set.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. This is actually the first I've ever known, but I'm sorry to say, Crunchy, it's just I haven't heard from you in a long time.
That's okay.
Listen, you just got Netflix, so it's no big deal that you don't know about it.
Recapping, I just came from Saskatchewan. It's like 10 years behind on everybody.
Right.
Weird.
Still on dial-up. His neighbor was still using Napster.
All right. Before we go on, this is a special show because there's three of us on the show. We have a guest, people, even though two of them are my guests, and I'm by myself. But we have the third in the back seat, so it's a pretty special, important milestone to me. All right, everybody. So it might be a long one. It might be a short one. We don't know. We're just going to go how it feels.
This is actually basically making up for our birthdays because we didn't get together for the last couple of years.
I know.
We share our birthdays every year.
Yes, they are almost the exact same date. Hours apart.
Yeah. Just same hospital and all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Our parents met at the exact same sex party.
Yeah. So I could be your father's son. Yeah. We could be switched. It could be opposite.
Well, I still don't know where your height comes from.
Yeah, that comes out of nowhere.
Tall father, so.
Yeah, that's true. But okay, my mom's adopted, so it's gotta come from that.
Yeah, I guess that's
like there's no other
any
way.
Any variation of you not being sure on are you possibly your dad's, it definitely falls on your mom's.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Where are my cigarettes?
I don't know. This is another first. You can have cigarettes on the show.
Yeah.
And maybe green cigarettes.
I'm gonna smoke many cigarettes.
Alright, that's good.
Would you like one of my cigarettes, Kelly?
Sure.
Alright, I want to ask you a question. Okay, I'll let you light that smoke first because I'm just going to jump right in it because the people at home listening. I talked about a story one time. I was actually talking about you where we were talking about girls and I was talking about one night where we were playing cards and we were playing at Mosio's parking, in the parking lot of Mosio's.
That was a very good evening. I haven't thought of that evening in many, many moons.
Okay, so originally what happened is we started off at a place called Pansy Patch Park, and we were snowboarding, I think, or snow skating or something, right?
We were just looking for any excuse to get drunk.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
I stole my sister's wedding bottle of wine.
Yeah, I had a 12-pack of beer for some reason, I think.
No, you had a 2-4. We were
Did
carrying
have a
around
two-four?
The 2-4 the
okay.
whole time.
Okay, okay.
And here I am with this peach wine.
Like, delicious peach wine.
Yeah. I didn't have much to bring to the table, but
no,
nonetheless.
It was good, though.
It worked out great.
So, we started off somewhere, and then we ended up being at Mosio's Grocery in Pembroke, which is like your, grocery store anywhere that doesn't have a Mosio's.
Yeah.
And it was closed, it was a pretty chill. It was winter time. It was winter time, so it was pretty chilly out, but it had, this cubby with a pool table, with a fucking picnic table. And so we were sitting there, we had a deck of cards, and we were playing euchre all night.
It was snowing like crazy.
Yeah.
And it was extremely weird because it was cold out, but for some reason, underneath just this little lip of the roof there where the picnic table was, warm as hell.
Oh, yeah.
We had no problem. It might have been the booze. I don't know.
It was probably a little bit of both, but it was definitely, definitely warm.
And we got shittered.
Oh, yeah. We got hammered. Okay. So that was... So we had a good time that night. Maybe other stuff happened. I don't know. Maybe we got a little gay sexed up. I don't know. It was a great night. I think we went home. We finished with some spaghetti.
I know exactly where we ended up. I know exactly.
Okay, but I think that was another night. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting to. So I think we just went home that night. I remember walking down the street and it was all snowing out. But we had such fun that night that we wanted to recreate it I don't know, a month later, maybe even weeks later. I don't know. It might have been summertime when we went back. And or maybe it was still cold. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the same night. No,
no,
never mind.
We did
You're
it
right.
again. Yeah.
You're right. We went to try to recreate the memory.
Yeah.
And we went back with more more beer and tried to do it all over again, playing euchre all night. Yeah. And for no, we weren't even up to any no good.
No,
like we were being responsible kids drinking.
Yes.
And how did we meet those random people? First, the dude came around the corner and we were peeing on a bike.
Yeah, we were peeing on a bike. And this guy, some random guy came by, he was talking to us. We peed on a bike. Then he bounced and we went to play another like two-handed euchre game or something. And then all of a sudden, these girls come by. All right. They're probably threes.
We're going to get back to that, but I'm glad that you brought up the fact that it was two-handed euchre.
Okay.
Euchre doesn't make sense as two-hand, but we invented that game, and it was a really good shinny.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Shinny.
What? Okay, how did we play that?
You left out the other two people. You were against each other. If you called alone, you had to get every hand. If you didn't get every hand, the other person got the 4 points.
Okay. And then it was just, we just didn't know what the other person had.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was fun. It was a good thing to play.
But you're right. There was three girls?
There was three girls.
I thought there was,
There was three girls.
The fifth person out, yeah.
So there was a fifth wheel there. So they show up. I think they were drunk.
They were just assuming they were.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I'm assuming they were drunk.
Came off totally outlandish.
Yeah, I mean we were a little bit older than them, not by a lot, but we were older than them.
We were a year or two older.
Yeah, a year or two.
A little bit their senior.
Yeah, and so these girls show up, and you know Kelly and I, we didn't have girlfriends then, and they were kind of wasted, and we were kind of wasted, and they happened to ask us to. Did it start there, or did we end up going back to their place?
They asked us to go back to their place, and. You got to remember, it was a little bit weird because I'm not saying you and I were growing up white collar or any of those situations, but these girls were a little bit from the other side of the track.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. They were what, Westies?
They're Westies on the east, which blew my mind.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a little ghetto area there.
I did not know that either. And weirdly, it's in a really nice view of the river.
It is.
Which
it's very nice.
I find a little... little weird, but bad city planning, that's a totally different podcast.
So
we end up back at this place, and it wasn't until we got there, like our hangout spot was in a basement with just concrete floor, none of the walls done or anything. And there was this little room that had like sheets around it. It was like an 8x8.
Yeah, it was an 8x8, and it was like a little like makeshift bedroom for somebody, wasn't it?
It kind of was.
Yeah.
Which now that I've seen like certain older movies or like movies for older ages, I'm starting to realize that there's a very good chance that was some sort of sex den.
It was
or
probably
that looked
a sex den.
A lot like it. I didn't recognize it at the time.
Yeah.
But either way, I don't know if you're getting at the same thing I'm getting at, but I straight up asked a girl to fellate me.
Did you really?
Totally.
Whoa.
And got 100% turned down. First time I've ever asked a girl to do that and turned down at the same
time.
Whoa.
Okay, let's go back to that. What happened there?
There's like, not okay, much so to say. Happened? It was literally, there was no Don Juan to it. There was
okay,
no
where was I
romance.
Though? I was off
you
with
were
the other
off
chick.
With the other girl.
In a different room?
Yeah.
Okay. Bathroom or something? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember where I was.
I wasn't
remember
with you,
I was doing
so I have
something.
No idea what you were doing.
I know what I was doing. I got to tell you what I was doing.
Well, all I know is I asked for it as blunt as it could be. I just
did
like
did you start making out first?
I feel like we were a little
I'm pretty sure you were making out with her for a little bit.
But I think that when I actually asked, there was no romance in it at all.
No?
Like, it was, I'll put it this way, if it was on camera, the audience would have got awkward quick.
Okay.
Very quick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that happened.
100% turned down. Changed. Couldn't ask for it again for another six months or so.
No. So, I guess you guys like stopped making out then, and I was with the other chick for a while, or maybe not that long, but I was off somewhere else. And I touched her. I went downstairs
Wait,
with
same,
my hand.
The same girl?
No. Was off
I was with a different girl.
Oh. Her friend.
Oh. Yeah, her friend. And so. I did that, but I didn't do it too long. Like, probably like one poke, two pokes. And then I was like, okay, like, I gotta get out of here. Cause like, I said these girls are probably like a three and mine was definitely lower.
I'll put it this way though. If you look at mine now in life, cause I live in this town still.
Yeah.
When you look at mine now in life and yours now in life, mine got worse quick.
Really?
Oh yeah. Life hit her hard.
I was gonna show D-Man what she looked like because I have her on Facebook, but I didn't want because he wanted to know he was gonna be the judge of what because I said they're about a three.
I would say
I don't have the other girl.
I would say a three is a very good accurate description.
Yeah.
I don't like putting numbers on it.
I know.
I've got a different scale of doing it. I was talking about my sister. So you've got I think, what does it start with? Is it Boohag? Boohag is the first level.
No, Dirt Squirrel.
Oh, you're right, a Dirt Squirrel. Dirt
okay.
Squirrel.
What's a Dirt Squirrel?
A Dirt Squirrel is basically somebody that you wake up the next morning after hooking up.
Yeah.
And you basically, you're embarrassed of, you're not calling that person. And
no.
You go to your buddies the next morning, you're like, okay,
you pretend it didn't happen?
Up. No, I messed up. And you're like, check out what I did. And they razz you for the afternoon.
Okay, right? Yeah.
Then you get to a Boohag.
Yeah.
A Boohag is the girl that you deny. You don't tell your buddies.
Yeah.
When they say, oh, did you take home Ashley?
Uh-huh.
You go, not a chance.
Right.
And even though you're thinking about still calling her and just not telling anybody
right.
about it.
Right. I've had those.
Yeah. But then there's the Gross Lord.
The Gross
and
Lord?
The Gross Lord.
Gross Lord.
Gross Lord. The Gross Lord is basically, you would definitely swear in your child's life.
Okay.
That you did not hook up with that person.
Okay.
You will
deny take it to your grave.
Oh, to your grave.
Okay.
And you'll probably end up taking a little bit of counseling at some point or another because of what you've done.
Okay.
But
so it's more like your uncle or something.
It's like a female version of your uncle.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying. Not your aunt.
To suppress it's not the same. Memory because I'd say a priest maybe touched you in a wrong
right.
place. But
right.
You try to suppress it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like when it comes back up. Like, you suppress it, you forget about it,
yeah.
and then it comes back up, and
if
it's a gross
one. If somebody brings it up, it's so many
it
emotions.
Hits it.
10
yeah.
years of therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gross Lord. I'm going to say, which one is it that you say?
I personally would have put them in the somewhere between a Dirt Squirrel and a Boohag.
Okay, like, mine was definitely a Boohag.
I wouldn't go that far. Like, we were embarrassed at school. We weren't going around,
yeah.
around advertising.
No, but at least the one that I was with advertised it. Because people came up to me and asked
me
about it.
Yeah, you got it right away.
And
I didn't get it.
I was like,
I was
hell's
a little thankful.
No. Yeah, I know, you pulled through.
I'm like, no, thankfully that she didn't go around telling people like,
no,
that
yeah.
guy totally asked me for a blowjob.
Yeah. So you got to wait. But you definitely made out with her for a bit.
I did.
You did something. And then, okay, so
I think
back in high school, she definitely was telling people. And so she was a Boohag to me, the one I was with.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for her. I mean, okay, she had an okay body at the time. She didn't have that good of a face. She was a butterface. But I mean, if she had a prettier face, I'm sorry if you're listening. You knew what you looked like in high school.
You had a nickname and
yeah.
your friends called
exactly,
you.
Exactly, right? So,
can you find her on Butter Facebook?
No.
I could find her.
Thing.
I could find her in our face.
Yeah,
our yearbook.
I think I have her on Facebook. No, I don't think I have her
you
on
don't
Facebook.
Have her. I would like to see what she looks like now, actually. But so yeah, so I mean, now that I think about it, we're stupid, you're young. I feel bad for like not saying, hey, I did it. Because I should have just made
it. Oh, you
up.
Denied it? You
I denied,
denied
it.
Oh,
it was
God.
A Boohag. I denied it. I was like, oh, that never happened. I don't know.
That is, yeah. You
so that hurts her feelings.
Definitely. It was
yeah.
her feelings hurt.
Yeah.
But you know what was really weird that hurt my feelings? One of our friends that we hung out with
yeah.
after this whole event took place
yeah.
basically was saying, Kelly, you should keep pursuing this because you could easily lose your virginity to this
right.
girl. And I remember thinking to myself, this girl's like, on my scale, just not,
she's not
my type.
No.
And just didn't fit the bill. But
and
I was a little
classes.
Offended. I was a little offended. This guy's like, you need somebody like this
who was
to get
it?
The job.
Give me the initials.
It doesn't matter.
No, give me the initials.
He played hockey and
uh-huh.
and he was a pretty boy.
Okay, I think I did. Did he live in Petawawa?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
So, and I remember thinking, I'm like, you're a dick, man.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. And
right.
in the end, I think he ended up nailing a couple of the girls I dated. But beside the
did
point,
he really?
Like, yeah. Yeah. There was a couple.
Like, okay, I'm
recently,
not talking about.
There's one.
I'm not talking about ones that that you dated and, like, you didn't fool around with and shit. I'm talking
no,
about, like, ones
leftovers,
that you.
Leftovers.
Okay, so
I'm
ones that.
With.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
talk with them like this. I'm on some sort of.
You're
talk
on the internet.
Show.
You're on the internet, man. It's not coming down either.
I can't believe I passed up Regis and Kelly for this shit.
I know, right? It's because you're my buddy.
You
I called in the favor.
You did a favor for me with doing the commercials for work. I'll do a favor for you.
All right, perfect. I'm gonna get you on next time I'm home too. Every
yeah.
time, because this is hilarious.
I'm glad. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we actually did the legit thing and took out a car.
Yeah, because everybody listening at home, I was thinking about doing a chilling cast, a car chilling, because, you know, whenever I'm not carpooling, actually, you know, we don't want to drive around. But, you know, it's authentic. Kelly wanted to do it this way, and I agree.
Is there cigarettes still there?
There's a wallet.
No, I can't.
I didn't see it.
I don't
want to
buy any.
Here, slow down, and I will look for it.
Well,
you know,
no, I'm just, I already wanted another cigarette, just like ever since my girlfriend's gotten pregnant.
Right.
I've...
Hey, let's talk about that.
Well, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. My girlfriend is pregnant. Ever since I've got my girlfriend pregnant, I've been smoking like a champ.
Right. Are you going to quit?
Well, yeah. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Ever since...
Here, let me press pause. Hold that thought. All right. Okay. So, yeah. Ever since you got your girlfriend pregnant...
Yeah. So, well...
You're smoking a lot.
Well, all I've been doing ever since I started smoking at like 15, every time somebody's giving me the lecture, like, well, you should quit. Like, you've got to let this thing go. You, like, get control of this before it controls you.
Yes.
And I've been saying the same thing. Listen, when my firstborn breathes air, no more smoking for me. I know I got to keep my shit together at that point. I honestly didn't think I was going to knock anybody up for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of were trying a little bit, not trying.
So you were trying.
We were being lazy.
I thought you were trying.
We were being lazy with our protection.
Well,
methods.
Kelly's the kind of guy that's like, okay, I don't have sex until I leave it in there and don't have to pull out.
No. Okay. I'm a little bit idiotic and don't always think the best. But either way, nonetheless.
Okay. So
nonetheless,
deep down, you guys were trying. Yeah. Kind of.
Because she's got a 5-year-old, so and we're this little family already, but we wanted another.
Yeah,
another
you
kid.
Want your own spawn.
Actually, no, it didn't matter to me. I was saying, I'm like,
she probably wanted
adopt.
Another spawn.
We could adopt.
Right.
And then I'm like,
she
I
probably wanted another spawn.
I do not have money for adoption.
Right.
But
that stuff costs money.
That is a that is expensive.
I thought you're gonna just give them to you.
Oh no,
like,
you're gonna.
Oh no, you gotta pay
that. I think you're looking at like 50 grand to get a kid on average.
Is that from China?
That's
too?
No.
Yeah, I think so. From China too, man. You definitely have to pay. But and like the family doesn't get the money. Like you can't. Like it goes to the adoption
it's all
agency.
Paperwork and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, I've always said this. I'm gonna quit by the time I'm actually have a baby.
Yeah.
So the moment I found out, like everything that's in me now is just like, this could be your last smoke. You never know. I know she's 5 months away from actually having
the
baby.
Okay. So she's.
She's only 4 months.
4 months in.
But like I'm just smoking like a champ over here.
Right.
Well,
get it in you.
Exactly.
You know what you should do is like wait like a month before, like try and do it a month before. That's what I did.
Oh, that's a smart idea. So I want to be able to say I actually quit so I can still smoke a cigar afterwards.
Right. Yeah, you got to do that.
Some of the traditions of this stuff I actually do enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm going down to Cuba and we're getting the cigar. We're getting the cigar.
You're getting some? What are you going to get?
I don't know.
You're going to get like Romeo and Juliet?
You don't got to go to Cuba.
You don't have to go anymore.
I can't even leave this country.
You can't leave the country? What?
No. The things have happened.
Like what?
Passport. No, it's just I don't have a passport.
Oh, you don't have a passport?
No.
I was like, I thought
things
he was like.
Things have happened.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, what'd you do, man?
No, it's.
Because like, if you do something, like if you try and go in the States, you have a DUI, they won't let you in.
Not really.
I've
got a DUI.
Yeah. It's just gone.
And they would let you. Oh no, it's the opposite. If you're from the States and trying to come into Canada, they won't let you in.
No, there's something to do with like you have to basically have it on your record that. It's going to be made a record at the border. There's something to do with that. I don't know the exacts.
Right.
But it's...
Yeah, but you're from Canada, so they'll let you back in. It's actually, like, if you're from the States and you have a DUI and you try to come into Canada, they won't.
I'm not driving to the States at all if I don't have to.
No, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm very impressed. I'm trying my hardest to drive properly right now.
Right.
Like, this is a standard. And
right.
Like, I haven't jerked it too much on you guys.
You're doing pretty good.
Well, thank you. I've been driving this thing for 5 years.
Yeah, I was gonna
now,
say
you
must have it paid off, but just about.
Yeah.
So
it's coming close.
Yeah.
I only had to make 360 payments of $44.99.
Yeah, but think about when you get it all paid off, man. You don't even have $100,000 on it.
It's
gonna be paid off.
It was a breeze.
Yeah.
Who am I kidding, man? The payments almost killed me.
Well, it couldn't have been that bad because Mr. Kelly McCann owns a house. So
I owed it with a buddy.
Did you buy it out of him?
No, I never did.
He just doesn't do anything. You pay him money?
No, the opposite. He pays money to the account. I just live in the house.
Oh, okay.
But we both have.
So like, if he comes around, he stays there. Where is he?
No,
anyways?
He doesn't stay there.
No,
that'd be really weird.
Okay.
Extremely.
My little family situation, and then just Alan. It sounds like a sitcom.
Right. Right. No, I know, but it just seems, I just don't, like...
Uncle Alan.
What I don't understand is, like, how you both own it, but you live in it, and then, but you don't give him anything.
Let's
so see. When you resell it, is that what's happening?
I have no idea anymore.
Okay.
I have no, like, it's getting to a point where it's just silly. Like, we bought it together because we were like, oh, this is going to be so sweet using this as math and right. what I can afford to save and put away and how much renovations we can do. We should be able to pay this thing off in like 6 years, I'd say. And and we could probably do enough renovations to double its value. So I grossly misinterpreted how much work a house and renovations and stuff is going to be.
Right.
And I cannot just assume, like a lot of people from our generation, that each year I'm going to make another 15 to 20% on top of what I did last year.
Right.
We really come from an entitled generation.
Yeah.
So yeah, that didn't work out. So I still own a house with my buddy. And my girlfriend and I live there, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but she has a place too, right?
No, we live together now.
Oh, so she got rid of the other place?
Yeah, we got rid of it about a year ago.
Yeah, that was the one in Petaluma.
No, she...
Or no, she was
right
around
by
here.
The mall. It was a nice new development. She had a nice little pad for herself. Single mom.
Yeah.
Raising a kid.
Yeah.
Working a 9-to-5. Just trying to
tough.
Keep up.
That's tough.
But you know...
Where did he go? Where did he go when she was doing that? Before you were around?
Like, where did he go during
like
the
just
day?
A daycare.
Like, what was his day-to-day like?
Well, I just meant, did he go to a daycare, like an actual daycare, or did he go somewhere else, like his grandma's or some shit?
No, he had daycare, and then, like, a lot of people helped us out and stuff, too.
Right.
And when
did your
I got
parents
the
picture, ever do it?
I started helping out
Did
a
your
lot,
parents
too.
Ever do it?
Yeah, my parents have even picked him up and stuff, and we've been to a few gyms, and they've taken him.
Do
my
you
parents
think,
are great with him.
Like, is he tight with his actual dad, or does
yeah,
he think
yeah,
you're
they
dead?
Get together every second week, yep.
Yeah, and they're tight.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Do you think he calls you, like, the other dad?
I don't know. Like, we're pretty civil in my household.
Yeah. Do you want him to call you dad?
He's called me dad a couple times.
Yeah?
I do think it's funny. He's called me the Hyundai dad lately a lot.
Whoa. Which, what do you think about that?
Which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
I really try to brand myself, and it's obviously sinking in if I'm sinking into a five-year-old.
That's
right.
That's a big improvement from stepdad. That is just...
Yeah, that's pretty big. Even stepdad's huge.
But you know what? Like, all to all, we all love each other. We all work it out. And I told him, call me whatever you want.
Yeah.
I said, don't call me late for dinner. He didn't get it at all.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to be honest. I don't really get the funniness of that joke either. But either way,
don't
it was
call
funny
me late
when
for
I
dinner?
Used it on a five-year-old.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, that's cool because, I don't know if the people at home know that. I mean, we talked about it a little bit. But, Kelly has, an adopted family. So,
like,
but that's turning into
I'm not
legit
adopting
family.
Her.
No. Yeah. I know. But now it's turning into, now you're there.
Yeah.
Like, he's there for life now. And same with her. So
exactly.
Now it's like... Like, before, you always had a little chance if you wanted to. You'd be like, okay, I'm out. I'm just saying, it could have been. But now,
Chris,
if you guys bounce.
I could get out at any time now.
No,
like,
no, I know you can.
It.
Yeah. But still, like, you still have a piece that you're going to have to see her all the time.
Every once
for
in
20
a while,
years.
Every once in a while, when she gets out of line, I just remind her, I can make you a monthly check to me.
Right.
And that would be it.
And then you stop fighting. You guys have a makeup sex?
No, that doesn't go on.
The hard doggy.
And no, I've never had the balls to say something like that.
Well, obviously not. No, every guy says that with their friends. They're like, oh, I tell that bitch. And it's only welfare cases and black people.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not racist. Is it racist? Everybody tweet me at Carpooling Pod. Is it racist? I'm going to say yes, it was. That's cool, man.
Can I just all show long just make up things that... Yeah, tweet me at
Sure. We plug whatever you want. We'll plug you at your work.
No, I don't actually have these things. I was just going to make up random ones.
No, I know, but you're still at work.
I don't do the Twitter at work. I don't do the Twitter at all. I've tried a couple times.
You guys
times.
Have a Twitter account there?
Yeah, Griff manages it.
He does it.
Has the time. Thinks Twitter is the best thing ever.
Twitter is one of the best things ever.
I don't really...
It's pretty sweet. We shouldn't get into it on the podcast, but.
No, I think it would be great if I could make some of the money these people are making. $13,000 a goddamn tweet?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
They don't even fill the 160 characters.
I know, right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, just look at that. Okay, I've been listening to this rap artist, hip-hop artist. His name's Froggy Fresh.
Oh, yeah, Froggy
and,
Fresh.
Yeah, you know Froggy Fresh. He was Krispy Kreme at first?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay, no, but he was on Tosh.0 as Krispy Kreme, and he was like... pretending to be like a handicapped kid who was trying to be a rapper, and then he went on Tosh.0 and so he got big, and then he changed his name to Froggy Fresh, and then he started making actual rap songs that are really good.
You're telling me?
And now he changed his name. Now he's got millions of followers and fans, and now he changed his name to Tyler Cassidy, and it's legit rap, hip hop.
You're telling me that this kid has done in before his first album has ever been dropped.
Yeah.
He has done 3 name changes.
Yeah. No. He got, had okay.
This
he
guy
had
needs Krispy Kreme. Movie.
He had Krispy Kreme, and he dropped this song called "The Baddest," and it was 2 Southern guys, and they just held guns and pointed it at the camera, and the camera just moved back and forth, and he rapped the song, and then that was a viral hit. So obviously, you know Tosh.0 show. He gets like viral people on to redeem himself, right? You
yeah,
guys know Tosh.0
yeah.
show. So he went on there and he made another rap song to redeem himself with Tosh. And then right after that, because he got all these people to notice him, he changed his name from Krispy Kreme to Froggy Fresh because he got more serious because he knew he was going to have a fan base. And then he dropped 2 albums there, and now he's changing his name again. Like, it's his persona. It's Froggy Fresh. And then his real name, Tyler Cassidy. It's kind of like Slim Shady, Eminem.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for that guy.
It's like good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Like, I mean, like, he's rapping. Every song has a story. Like, and it's like legit. Like, you know I know hip hop and rap. Like, it's good. It's good stuff.
Oh, by the way, I want to apologize about your Beastie Boys member that passed away.
That was sad, man. I was really sad. I was gone.
Was that?
I was on a trip somewhere.
Is that Adam?
Yeah.
Okay.
MCA. I was on a trip somewhere and I remember reading that on Twitter and I was like I actually felt bad. I was sad.
I had a moment too. I remember with my roommate going out, and that's actually, you were the first person I thought of because I knew you were even a bigger fan of Beastie Boys than
oh,
I
yeah.
was.
I was like, I was legitly sad because we would never get another album from them. I mean, we weren't gonna get another album from them again.
No.
I mean, deep down we had a little bit of hope. Like, we knew he was sick. He didn't tell how sick he was.
I thought there were so many press releases that they were saying he was getting better, and then all of a sudden just blam.
Yeah, he had it bad, and then he got surgery, and that's why, like, before their last album, they had the Hot Sauce Committee Part 1, and it got leaked, but it wasn't quite finished, and so then that's when he had cancer and he was going for surgery, so they canceled that album, like they stopped production on it. He got the surgery, and while he was recovering and finishing, they made the Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 and actually released that one. And then after that, like, they kept saying he was getting better, but they weren't touring, they weren't doing anything. They were just letting him, like, they didn't want people to know that he was dying. Like, that's what I think. Like, I mean, I have no idea. Like, the first parts is true, but him actually dying and not wanting people to know, that I'm just saying that.
Well, I think that's probably one of the reasons. If you want to keep your privacy, you want to keep your privacy.
Yeah, but it was sad. And the other sad one was Robin Williams. That one kind of hit me a little bit.
Look, my eyes are watering.
You're crying
right
a little bit.
Yeah.
You're crying a little bit.
Robin Williams.
He was badass, man. He was a sad man, though.
He's one of the only guys that can make my profession look honest and, like, genuine. Robin Williams and what's that movie that he's in with the car salesman?
Car salesman?
Yeah, you've never seen it?
I don't think I have.
It's, his big thing is like, you like that car? Cost was $500.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a cost was $500 sale after he died, but they wouldn't do it at work.
They wouldn't
let you
do it?
That's crazy. We're not going to make any money.
We're going to lose lots of money.
Yeah. So
let's not do that.
So, too soon. Way too soon.
Like, we'll put a poster up or send a tweet, but you know, that's a little much. No, yeah, that was sad times. But, you know. Whatever, man. He had a drug problem and shit, so, you know, that always fucks people up. Like, when you were younger.
Yeah.
Always changes people's chemistry, man. Makes them fucking bipolar and shit. Plus, you know, he had all that stuff where they accused him of being a joke thief and shit. And then
really?
Doing TV.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Was he a joke thief?
No.
He kind of. But,
kind of?
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe he heard it and was just trying to be funny. Maybe he heard it and subconsciously didn't know and then did it. You know what I mean? Like, he wrote a joke after he heard it and forgot he heard it. And then he wrote it and then he said it and they're like, whoa, 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 fucking, this guy was saying this before. So that hurt him. Plus him being on TV, like, he was a movie star. You know how those old school batches of people, like, movie stars are movie stars, not TV stars anymore. And then, you know, he had to go back to TV and do that show with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What show was Sarah Michelle Gellar?
It was that show where he was a lawyer. He did it for a little bit because he was like, he was paying his fucking ex-wife like almost all his money. He had no money because he was giving it all to her because they divorced. Like, man, it was a huge thing that added up to it. And he was just fucking, you know, depressed. I guess it was just easier to fucking off yourself.
I did not know the story behind it. And
no?
That really makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Good man.
No.
I think.
I miss you, Robbie.
Shout out to the Williams family.
So, how long are you on vacation for?
Next Sunday I go back. And then the kids are staying here for a week with the grandparents. So, except for Harrison, he's coming back. Steph wants to try and get mom and dad, my mom and dad, to watch him too. But I don't think they're going to do that. It's a lot of work.
How old is he now?
He is 7 months.
Jeez.
He's big. He's going to be crawling soon.
I'm going to have a one-year-old when you have a two-year-old.
Yeah. I know. And if you have a girl, they get married. If they're gay, they could be lovers.
My God. We can only hope for that.
Hey, what? I don't care. Hey, what's wrong with you?
Wait.
You don't like gay people?
No, I said, wait, what?
You got something about gay people?
No, I said it was actually better. It might be better for them to be gay people. It seems like gay people are actually...
It's a better thing. Well, think about this with the gay people. Is you can... Think about, okay, if you were gay, you could be like, you go on Tinder, 10 guys want a dick on their ass in Pembroke right now. You could be like,
more than 10 guys.
Yeah, you can say, okay, let's have sex right now. And, you know, you can go have sex with this person. Have a fun time and then just leave. There's no like going to try to pick up a girl or you have your girl. You know what I mean?
No.
Guys are dogs.
You have the communication. You just know, like, just right when you look at them, it's like, this is about to happen. Yeah, this is about to happen.
Yeah.
The pants right now. Okay.
And no, that even happens before, like, while they're talking on Tinder.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's game. Like, Kelly and I, we just told that story where, you know, we had to pick up girls outside of a fucking grocery store.
I feel like Jay and Silent Bob. And that makes me Silent Bob. Fuck.
Are you Silent Bob?
Little man, put that shit.
Yeah, I was fatter then. Maybe I was fat by. Maybe I was a Silent Bob. Oh well.
Silent Chris and Kill Nuts.
Kill Nuts? Yeah. Did you ever see his other movie?
Whose other movie?
Like the cartoon one?
Oh, I watched maybe 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
It was just. Yeah. I admire Kevin Smith.
It was more like he just had his name on it.
Yeah, I think it seemed like he was just letting Jason Mewes just do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, just you take with it.
You gotta do.
Yeah, I am done.
Well, no, he still makes movies.
He does. I want to see his new one that he just put out.
Which, the Tusk one?
Tusk. Like, he's doing a whole trilogy.
Canadian ones.
Yeah, the True North trilogy. Just really obscure horror films, but done in Canadian manner.
Yeah.
And Tusk, it looks... Just hearing the backstory behind it was quite amusing. Hearing his podcast and hearing the actual story being created.
How it happened.
Just two guys smoking a joint. And
reading a paper.
Yeah. Reading an ad online.
Yeah. And it was a made-up ad. Made it up so that they would read it on the show.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. And it's actually, apparently people didn't really like it.
But
I think it'd be awesome. I never watched it yet.
I think hearing the story behind of how it created kind of built it up to me. I'm probably going to think of the film as, you know what, it's still not the greatest.
It's probably pretty. I'm thinking it's going to be good. It's kind of David Lynch and like. But what I really like about it is it got Kevin Smith making movies again.
Yeah. Because
he retired after Red State. He said he was done.
Well, it was kind of nice that he's coming back and he's able to redeem himself from, you know, like Cop Out, which I haven't even seen.
No, well, he made, that was his studio film. He made Cop Out. Oh, no, did he not make Zach and Miri make a porno after that? He made it after Cop Out? It was before Cop Out and then he made Red State and he retired.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, you've seen Red State, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, fuck, Red State's sick.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Like, Red State is, like, really good. Watch it on Netflix right now.
Yeah, who's the main character in Red State that he actually used in Tusk?
Michael Parks. Yeah. Yeah, he's the Tusk guy. He's the guy that turns him into a walrus. But yeah, he's making another one called Yoko Hosers. And that one's going to be out soon. And then he's finishing with Moose Jaws.
It's Jaws, but with the moose.
Yeah. That's an amazing, amazing story. Like, I give the guy mad props that he's actually making these movies. Because that's cool.
Yeah, some of the stuff that he mentions about Canada. I love Canadian humor. I love it when other countries rip on us. Because you can't get offended by our stereotypes. Our stereotypes are just so cheerful and so, you know.
Yeah, and plus we're Canadian. We never get mad.
No, we can't. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really been that mad at you or you for me.
No.
No.
No. Like, I mean, like, we get mad at each other. Like, but not like, you and I, but I mean, like, everybody gets mad at each other in Canada. But then, like, a couple weeks, you're like, eh, yeah. I miss that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I was out of line. Maybe I shouldn't have been so mean.
You rethink shit.
Yeah, for sure. But that also could be the drugs. All the drugs I do makes me ponder life. All right, so I wanted to talk about more stuff. Have you? Do you still snowboard?
I go out usually once a year. I try to go out once a year just so I can still say to people I snowboard.
Still snowboard. Yeah. See, my good friend here, we used to snowboard a lot.
I'm going
to
keep going. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, come on. We got a little bit long. Let's give the guys a little bit more time. You all right with that or you got to get home?
Yeah, right.
All
right.
When we've started, okay, I think you snowboarded before me. Or maybe we both started at the same time. It was around the same time.
Yeah, I think so. Because I was skiing before.
You skied and then you got a board.
Yeah, I think I bought an old board off a buddy.
Yeah, I bought a board off Pattinson.
His old one. I bought a skateboard off Pattinson.
Did you?
It was a real piece of junk.
Justin or
Justin.
Ryan?
Justin.
Yeah, I bought Ryan's snowboard. And we used to go, did you go to my house and did we used to go in the backyard, like at the Trochim's house and go down? Or was that just practicing?
I was going over there with you, and I wasn't allowed to go because I believe at that point, parents on the hockey teams thought that I was dealing
with
drugs.
Was it that far?
Yeah.
Because my parents thought that for a while. But we were older then, I thought.
No, it was in like grade 9, I think.
Really?
After grade 8. It was the summer of grade 8 before 9.
Yeah.
And
okay. Yeah, okay, let's tell everybody what happened there. No names, just let's start over what happened there.
A certain principal, son, was going to buy a skateboard pipe off me it was a quarter pipe.
Right.
It's just a skateboard ramp.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he had a note in his room to buy pipe off Kelly. And his dad finds these bags of oregano he has. I don't know.
Whoa,
he
was trying to be cool? Like, he's like, look at these drugs I got.
Some sort of scheme to sell oregano to kids or something.
Right.
But his dad finds
this
oregano.
Was he our age? Was he our age? The guy?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
He was our age, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say his name, did I?
No, you didn't drop his name.
Good. Well, he gets busted with these bags of oregano, and his father, the principal.
Hey, wait. I want to know this guy's name. One sec. That's what I thought. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so he had the oregano, and he's buying
dad,
a pipe.
Yeah, the dad basically loses it, and he's like, where did you get this? And the kid doesn't tell him at first, and then his dad finds his note, says, buy pipe off Kelly. And he goes, is this Kelly McCann, the kid from down the street? And he says, yeah, I bought it off Kelly McCann. And so
he said he bought it. So he actually thought it was drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I didn't know he actually thought it was drugs.
No, no,
like,
I think he thought it was oregano.
Okay.
But
that
like,
you sold it to him as a fake. Okay.
Thinking that I sold his son
fake
drugs.
Weed. That's what he was actually mad about. He's like, this isn't even weed, man.
God damn it,
ripped my son off. But so his mother comes down the street to my mother's house. They're both, I guess, don't work. And so
okay, Mrs. McCann has a reason. She took a buyout.
Yeah, she
took a buyout
for years at the hospital. She's
took
a doll, that woman.
Yeah.
But either way, so she comes down to this, my mom's house.
Why don't you
and
just
tells
park
my mom, yeah, I'm going to go. Tells my mom that, yeah, this is what your son's done. So my mom, at the end of the day, I always had a pretty good relationship with my parents.
Yeah.
My mom, at the end of the day, when I get home from school, she just pulls me right up to her room and just lets me have it.
Whoa.
What have you been doing? And I have no idea what she's talking about. So
yeah.
She finally tells me. I explained to her. I'm like, I've never even bought drugs at this point. I've been mooching this whole time. But I have been.
You were doing drugs.
Partaking in the marijuana.
Yeah.
For sure.
Everybody was at that age.
But
high school.
Well, we were 14. Not everybody. Like,
well, a good chunk.
a good chunk, the whole crew of us.
Chunk. Yeah.
But
we all had older brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why.
Yeah.
So my mom believes me though. She
says okay.
She's like, I can see how this happened. I'm like, okay, so it was just mind blowing for the rest of the school year. I was weirded out because all the teachers, for some reason, had this new look on me.
Right.
The principal went and told them all what had happened. Even though, about 6 months later, he finds out from his other son that what had really happened and that the blame was put on me wrongfully, he never told any of the teachers.
He never said anything.
So I was, the whole, all of my school, like, even to grade 12,
your whole career,
13,
yeah.
we did a victory lap.
Yeah.
I was.
There's only a few teachers that probably.
There's a few.
Yeah, that were cool with you. Good. But yeah, that's hardcore that he didn't say anything else, because that's the kind of shit that like a teacher would be like, well, you know, like say you were like close to passing or something, or they, you know, they'd have a grudge against you.
Yeah.
For that reason, and totally. Nothing even happened.
Totally. And as you know, anybody on the hockey teams, because
somebody else,
one of the mothers
mentioned it to everybody,
and he got, I think, busted with weed, and yeah, that got blamed on me too, and I don't know how.
Yeah, so that you weren't allowed anywhere, like you weren't allowed to go to people's houses because
there was a lot of parties I was not allowed at. I was the bad kid.
Yeah, you were the bad kid, and you weren't bad at all.
No, not at all.
You weren't a bad kid at all. Yeah, that sucks, man. So
for reminiscing, let's go to one of the old high schools.
Sure,
we're nearby.
I wanted to ask you, so you didn't know what happened. You get brought home, and your mom's like, Kelly McCann, get the fuck up here. She probably didn't swear. I can't. Sometimes she drops a swear, but she wouldn't have swore there.
She's a very rare swear, but when she does, it's usually humorous.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a mean one. So she tells you to get upstairs. She sits you down. Does she start freaking out? And then do you have to say what happened? And she explains to you what happened?
She explained to me. And then I just
realized.
So she
was like, okay, you sold drugs to this person. And then you were like, I did not sell drugs.
I have no idea how this is going on. And
so how did you get her to understand?
Like, I just told her. I'm like, she's like, just tell me the truth. Uh-huh. I won't be mad. I just need to know what's going on.
Okay. And then you told her the truth.
I said, there's nothing going on
knowledge. What did your dad say?
My dad.
Did he even find out?
Oh, yeah. My dad found out about it. My dad wanted to go over and take care of it. I'm like, no, just let it go. If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. I'll deal with it.
Cool.
And I did. Yeah, what I did was at the end of high school.
Yeah.
I stayed for the victory lap, and it was my girlfriend, who was a year younger's prom.
Yeah.
And we skipped church. And so anybody that skipped the last church got told that you weren't allowed to go to prom.
Yeah. Catholic
school,
baby.
So she's devastated. Devastated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so one day, I don't know what the hell got into me, but one day I walk into his office.
Yeah.
Without knocking, I just walk in, sit down, and he says, Mr. McCann. And I put my feet up on his desk.
Whoa, you went in there like hardcore.
I know this sounds like bullshit. Uh-huh. This is honest to God
truth
what took place.
I believe.
And I said, I'm going to that prom, and so is my girlfriend tomorrow. And he said, were you at church today? I said, no, we weren't. And he said, well, then you won't be going.
Yeah.
And I said, well, actually what's going to happen is I am going to go because you owe me one. You have basically partially ruined my name in high school because of what took place. And I laid it out for him.
Uh-huh.
And he basically never said a word. He just looked at me blankly.
Yeah.
And said, you will not drink.
Yeah.
At the event.
Cool.
That's it.
And whoa.
And then basically... I gave him some sort of attitude, stormed out, walked in. We were loaded at the event.
Yeah, looked at him in the eye.
Yeah, and he's like, Mr. McCann, anything to drink tonight? And I just looked at him, and I just said, go fuck yourself.
Oh!
And kept walking.
Whoa, I never knew this happened.
I never had so much balls in my life to do that. I respected teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
But I
didn't know that happened.
Liquid courage.
Yeah, you didn't care.
Great.
Whoa, no. Man.
And man, I walked away so cool.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got laid that night.
You must have got laid that night.
I was pretty awesome in front of the girl.
Yeah, that's balling.
Yeah.
So, and you didn't get kicked out or anything?
No, I didn't.
My problem.
I probably puked somewhere at some point.
Yeah. But see, that was the thing. Like, there was no drinking, but you were allowed to drink for that one for some reason. Like, they just looked the other way or something.
No, he was embarrassed when I walked in and reminded him.
Because of how drunk
he
was.
He hadn't thought of... No.
Oh,
whenever
there,
I walked
right.
into his office,
right.
he hadn't thought about that probably in 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, he's a principal. He's got shit to
you
do.
Got,
I'm
he,
not,
yeah.
I don't deny that, like... That. He was in a bad situation.
Yeah.
I either way, I was an angry little kid.
Well, I mean, you had the props. Like, you were allowed to be pissed about that because, I mean, it did screw up part of your high school shit, man. I know a lot of people, you weren't allowed to go places. Even my parents were like, whoa, something's up with this guy. And I was like, man, it never happened. And it took a little while, but I mean, it didn't take that long.
And
my parents, I don't think. But
your mom's like my second mom.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So it's all good now, but still, like, I did not know that you went into his office and you did that. That's awesome.
It was a big moment for me.
That's pretty ballsy, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, I want that on my gravestone. Like,
yeah.
In life, stood up to principal.
Like, everybody knows who we're talking about now. No, that's crazy, man. I know, but like at our formal, the year that we graduated, like, we were actually allowed to drink at those things, kind of. Like, they looked, like, I showed up super wasted, and they're like, yo, just walk around the track, like, five times, and then you can go in.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I actually remember watching you walk the track.
Yeah. I had to walk, like, a few times, and then they let me in. But I was wasted that night. I don't know how I got that wasted. Like, where did we get the booze that time? Was that the same night?
Later on in life, we're going to be able to tell our kids stories about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to formals, got busted drinking,
yeah.
And they made us walk a track.
Before we could go in, and then we could go in. But you could only do that for that one. Like, the graduation one was the only one you were allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Because if you showed up to a regular formal like that, you're fucked. Like, everybody drank, of course, but if they caught you being drunk, you'd be fucked. Like, they would, you know, suspend you and shit.
Yeah.
So that's not cool. But for some reason at the grad one, they let you. I don't know if that's
you
everywhere.
You got suspended from formal.
The grad one?
No, not a grad one. I was a semi-formal. That was, I was trying to be as cool as possible.
Right.
Did not work out whatsoever.
So what happened?
I just brought a Mickey with me. Kelly picked up a Mickey.
Whoa.
Right
before.
What grade were you in?
You got to throw the blame on me here.
Yeah, throw him under the bus.
No,
yeah.
I'm not throwing
it. It's all
him
my brothers,
no,
man.
No, he no, bought it for me. It was my responsibility. It was my responsibility.
Yeah, we're just fucking with you.
But yes, we got to put on record that, yeah, Kelly did buy me the liquor, okay? But I walked in with my Mickey in my pocket thinking, yeah, they're not going to notice. It's baggy pants. Yeah, I think I can get away with this. Yeah, totally. And I probably just gave myself away. I probably had a lot of tells on my face. Because there
so
was
you weren't
two.
Drunk?
No, I haven't even touched the bottle yet. I walked in and I saw two officers, and I think I may have clenched a little bit,
yeah.
And just, you know, had a lot of tells off my face. They probably didn't even look at my pocket. They just probably saw my face and looked, yeah, that kid, he's probably either on something or hiding something on him. So we better go check him out.
And
yeah,
and they found it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just in your pocket.
I have idiot brothers. Like, my brothers do the stupid stuff. My other brother did something similar to that, but on a plane.
Yeah.
And it didn't go down very good.
He did it on a plane? How did he do that?
Well, for certain reasons, we shouldn't go into too much detail, but nonetheless, he tried to go into a plane with something, and it was just a stupid idea altogether.
What happened? Is he blacklisted? Let's just ask that.
No, that was the thing. He just walked right on. Just walked, and they busted him, and he just talked his way out of it and on the plane.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He had
He
just had a certain substance that you shouldn't bring on a plane.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Yeah.
We'll go. That's,
just
that's
kidding.
That's the norm now? Yeah.
The drug that's not a drug anymore. We can tell people that.
Okay.
If you want it out, I'll cut it out.
Well.
I'm not cutting it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We won't talk about that anymore. I wanted to ask you, how long were you suspended for?
Oh, just a week.
Just a week. Okay, yeah. So it wasn't that bad.
No, I mean, yeah. But
it's
was
a week off.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I never got suspended. Think about it now, and you think of grounding. I'm actually pissed off that our parents never grounded us because the whole concept sounds so great. Wait, I got to go to my room and just sit there and do nothing? Okay, that sounds great to me. I got all my video games up there. Screw that shit. Yeah, I'm not going outside. What the fuck?
Well, when I got grounded, I just couldn't go out with friends. That's why I was bummed. Like, I could play video games and shit, but, I mean, I couldn't go out. And sometimes it was, like, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I never got grounded.
No,
yeah, you were a good boy.
I grounded myself.
No, we weren't good boys. We just, our parents just...
Well, your older brother probably helped out.
I got busted with weed one time, and my parents just said, I'm disappointed in you.
Whoa.
And That killed me.
What punishment do I have? Catholic guilt. My God, it is rancid.
I'm like, what punishment do you have for me? Like, we're not going to give you a punishment. We're just disappointed. That's it.
Whoa.
So I asked them, can I ground myself for the weekend? And they said, sure. And so I stayed in for the whole weekend. The last day I went out. But either way, I stayed in for most of the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, back to the school. I wanted to tell you something. I don't know if I ever told you this. I think it was the last year I was in. Maybe it was the second last year, like maybe grade 12. And one time we were having, it was a school assembly. And it was the Christmas one. And Chad Young had this substance. Okay.
He said his name.
That's all right. So he was going to give it to me. Okay. It was like some weed. Okay. He was going to give it to me because I was going to buy it. Like he got it for me or whatever. And so we go into the bathroom during the Christmas assembly. Nobody's in there. Okay. And he's like showing it to me. We're standing at the urinals. Sure enough. Trainer comes in, our vice principal comes in, he takes off into the stall, and I just sit there and pretend to pee. Trainer knows something's up, okay? And he's like, we're both like, okay, we're busted. Like, we never thought this was gonna happen, we're busted. Trainer goes, he takes a leak, and then he looks at me, and then Chad comes out, he pretends he takes a pee, and he's like, okay, boys, I know something's up. You took off over there, Young. Crunchy, you're right here, something's up, okay? What's going on? He's like, and we're like, nothing. He's like, if I search you guys are screwed, right? And we're like, yeah. He's like, get the hell out of here right now. And he let us go. He told us to leave. Go back to the assembly. He just didn't want to deal with it. Yeah. I guess he didn't want to deal with it at the time. Because it was like right at Christmas or something. I don't know. But he let us go. He knew.
I write up so many reports. It's just, there's so much paperwork. No, screw this crap. Just get the hell out of here.
He knew something. Like, he knew we had something. We were doing something. And he let us go. So that was crazy.
You're lucky, man.
That was lucky. Because, like, that was criminal charges.
I get busted every time. Do you remember the time we were walking up here, just right around the corner from here, with bottles, and we got a drinking public ticket? You threw yours.
I got one out there, didn't I?
I don't think you did. You threw, right over here, you threw yours. I kept mine in my waistband. And then
we had Pee Wing with us, too, right? Wasn't Wing with us there?
I don't remember.
I thought he was there with us.
I don't know.
Maybe it was just me and you.
Well, I just know we were just... idiotic. I should have just done what you did and threw it. But nonetheless.
Oh, well. It happens. It happens.
In my waistband. Come on.
Yeah. I know. You should have chucked it. Yeah. As soon as I saw the lights, I chucked it, I'm pretty sure. I know it happened one time. We were coming back from the mall, and it was down.
Was it like,
you know, we go through the field. We go through the field. You know how you get to the mall, you go through the field?
Yeah.
It was right before we got to the field, coming back from the mall, down that street by Burger King. And it was at, like, the building or something.
Oh. Whoa. Sorry.
You didn't know we were moving?
Oh, shit. No. I didn't even notice.
Okay, but yeah, it was right by the Burger King, and I remember that time happened. I don't think we got tickets that time. I think they just called. They called my parents, and my dad came to pick me up because he was pissed that we were drinking. I mean, we were young.
Was
so.
That the night we were skateboarding at the post office?
I think so.
And then the cops said, get home. They made us pour out our booze. They're like, get home. And
but why were we up at the mall? Why did we go back to the mall if we were at the post office?
I remember we were shooting firecrackers at each other and you got one in the face.
Did I really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We were shooting.
I'm down with that. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
I love you. Don't remember.
I don't remember.
Suppress that.
Well, I know one time Mr. Irving fucking, we were at a party and he was shooting them. And he was shooting them at me and he fucking pegged me in the like belly, I think. Burnt my coat. Bastard.
It's my favorite cup.
You got a grudge for
that? Nah, I don't know. Nah, I don't have a grudge. He's a good guy. Okay, well, I don't know. I got to get home, so I guess we better cut this one.
Oh, it was good to have us on the show. Thank you very much, buddy.
Yes, thank you guys. Yeah. So that's it, everybody. Follow the show on Twitter at CarpoolingPod. Follow me on Twitter at Chris_Asteroid. Play with me on Xbox Live, Chris Asteroid. Do you guys have Xbox Live?
No, I don't do that.
Okay. Do you guys have anything to plug? Check out Kelly. If you go to Pembroke Hyundai.
If you just want to buy a car, yeah, come see me.
Come see Kelly McCann. You know, message me or message him. Tell him you heard it on the podcast. Maybe hook me up with something, man. We get you something going. I don't know. Connor, do you have anything?
If you go and meet up with Kelly, ask for my name if you want a new friend. I'm brand new to the area again. Still don't know anybody.
He's looking for friends. All his friends left. So if you want to be friends with Connor, he's a good kid.
I'm not really into the whole Facebook, Twitter scene. I probably should get into it. Seems like everybody else is on that bandwagon. So yeah, give me a shout out. This is the best way I've found so far.
Connor McCann, hit him up. All right, you're in Pembroke, hit him up, boys. Or ladies. No, I'm not calling him gay. No, it's okay if you are. I'm not saying that though. All right, so that's it, everybody. If you're listening on iTunes, please leave a 5-star rating and leave a comment. Let us know what you think of the show. It could be good, it could be bad. Just put something for us. It'd help us out immensely. All right, everybody. I am your host, Christopher Lloyd. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Take care.